It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
Oh, made it to Tuesday, barely. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in the studio. Tony Burke has joined me, as he always does on Tuesday. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Johnny.
Scooter Dingus is here.
Barely.
Scoots. Well,
I'm here physically.
I just figured out about 5 minutes ago I brought the wrong glasses.
You can't see?
I can't see. I mean, everything's blurry. I can see everything's blurry. Everything's bigger, but it's blurry. So reading is going to be optional today. It is Tuesday, March 12th. Conference tournament week is well underway, and we are going to do you a favor today, folks. Tony and Scooter and I are going to tell you who's going to win each conference tournament of the Power Six. And when we do that, you should immediately get on your phone to your favorite betting website or go to your favorite brick-and-mortar betting place and make some money. Right? It's going to be easy, right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
We know who's going to win these things. These things are preset.
I mean, we know.
So we'll pick the Power Six tournament. Not every game. We're just going to tell you who's going to win them. Scoots has said he's going to pick Louisville to win the ACC just for fun.
Just because I think it'd be the best entertainment.
Can we pick a winner in a long shot?
Yes.
Dark horse?
Sure. Why not? I got no problem there. Your dark horse has to be a 5 seed or worse.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yep.
All right. NFL portal is what I'm going to call it. It's underway, and it's underway in a big way. Yesterday, they call it legal tampering now.
Can you get me caught up? Because it's been insane.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
Tony, you got Aaron Jones in the fold in Minnesota.
Yeah, and Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, your new quarterback. It's a stopgap.
Sorry, Tony.
It's a stopgap. They're going to draft somebody.
I know.
I think they like Drake May, even though a lot of people don't. Look, if I'm you, and I'm not, thank God, but if I'm you, I want Michael Penix Jr. if he's available. I think he is a future NFL stud quarterback. But I've been wrong before.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing about Johnny Manziel. So, no, that's not true. So, we'll talk some NFL, a lot of teams, a lot of stuff. Kirk Cousins in Atlanta now. We heard the rumor a month ago that they bought a house, his wife from there. So, I don't know. You know, I'm sure that was illegal tampering, but Kirk Cousins is now an Atlanta Falcon. Can he lead the Falcons to the playoffs?
Did they get penalized for the tampering period?
They're supposed to.
Because I know NBA has really cracked down on that the last several years.
They're supposed to, but nobody, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. If Kirk Cousins knew the Vikings weren't going to re-sign him, then his people reached out to the Falcons people, and there's 8 people in between there, so you can't prove anything. And they're buying a house. I have a feeling he knew he was going to end up in Atlanta. That's all. Well, I'm fine with that.
He could have, in his mind, had it done the whole time. I mean, believe me, that's going to be a good football team.
Austin Eckler chose Washington.
What a loser.
Well, his former coordinator is there.
How do you go from L.A. to Washington?
Look, the Chargers never did anything, Scooter.
Yeah, but it's L.A.
Well, that's true. Well, you're going to the nation's capital. It's still a big city.
Yeah, but it's not on the beach and beautiful year-round. You're going to get some snow.
Saquon Barkley stayed in the division and went to the Philadelphia Eagles. Tiki Barber calls him out, saying there's no loyalty. Sure there is. The loyalty is who's going to pay me the most. And that's who I'm going to be loyal to.
Loyalties to the NFC East.
Loyalty doesn't matter anymore. Everybody thought he was going to Baltimore, and he ends up with Philadelphia. Loyalty doesn't matter. Saquon Barkley wants to win, and he ain't going to do it in New York. He's not going to.
So Aaron Jones is a traitor too.
Stayed in the division.
That's all BS now.
But the Packers got rid of him. I mean, they let him go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did, didn't they?
It's not the, you know, it's not. I'm going to go there because I want to stick it to the Packers.
No. Wait, who'd the Packers get at running back? Somebody big, too.
They got 2 guys, and I can't remember who they are. There have been so many moves.
It's so big, he can't remember.
Yeah. Now, the Giants did get Brian Burns, the edge rusher from Carolina. 5 years, $150 million for Brian Burns.
The money's the insane thing they're paying these guys.
And by the way, the running backs, they're actually making a little money. The salary cap went up, and they are making a little bit more money than anybody thought they were going to do. I don't know who's going to get Derrick Henry. That's what I'm waiting to see. I think Jerry Jones has his sights set on Derrick Henry. But we'll see. Bengals released Joe Mixon. Where's the team's loyalty? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, Tiki.
Tiki Barber, who quit to go do TV, and the Giants won the Super Bowl the year after he quit. Where's your loyalty, Tiki?
Well, according to this, John,
you don't get a ring, by the way. Go ahead, Tony.
According to this, the Texans are trading for veteran Cincinnati running back Joe Mixon.
Well, I read Bengals release Joe Mixon. They're going to get Zach Moss, is what I read. Now, maybe they put him on waivers, and you have to claim him and then work out a trade. But in any event, Joe Mixon, who I thought was a yeoman, did yeoman's work in Cincinnati.
He's a running back.
He's gone.
He's a running
back, John. Running backs are a dime a dozen, aren't they? But anyway, this is college basketball week, so I don't know why I got on this. Other than Cousins going to Atlanta, these are all moves that you go, oh, okay, whatever.
And we'll forget about it by the time NFL starts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Scooter did not finish watching Full Swing, by the way.
I didn't.
You didn't get on it yesterday like I... Like
he's a working man. Like
didn't I have time.
Told you to do.
Hey, by the way,
you had time. You just decided not to.
I didn't have time. I'm done at 1 tomorrow. After your show tomorrow, I'm done. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to fly through it.
So we'll be good Thursday.
Should we put it off till Thursday?
Yeah, we'll put it off.
If you haven't watched Full Swing Season 2 on Netflix and you want to talk about it or text about it or hear me and Tony talk about it, you got 2 days now to watch it. It is.
What segment are we going to do it in so if somebody doesn't want to listen?
I don't know. It's a quick watch.
I don't know. Hey, Tony, I'm just trying to be good, man.
I didn't even have it written down, and I'm talking about it. This show is unscripted.
It's addicting. Full this Swing show, is. I watched it before you did, and you were 4 episodes ahead of me.
And then I watched The Octopus Murders.
Is that good?
I've
looked at it.
Why are we murdering octopus?
Well, it's not a real octopus, dick. Well, I almost said a bad word there.
You did.
No, it's a conspiracy, FBI, CIA. It's interesting, but it's one of those where at the end you go,
I'll watch it.
At the end you go, give me some resolution. There's no resolution. But I did. I sat through 4 episodes of the American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders. A lot of people died, I will say that.
I've watched True Detectives.
HBO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jodie Foster or the
pretty
other
good. There's 4 different ones.
One of them's McConaughey and
Woody
Harrelson
are the
first
one.
Mahershala Ali is in one. He's great.
Third one, I think. And the other one.
Jodie Foster's in the most recent one.
You know, I'm so old, I can't remember what I watched.
Yeah. Tony watches The Voice, though. You watch The Voice, Scooter?
I have in the past.
I taped The Voice and just watch him sing.
He DVRs The Voice.
And I watch him sing. I don't listen to any of the talking.
You don't listen to Reba's commentary?
No.
I like America's Got Talent a little more.
AGT?
But, yeah.
Anybody an Idol fan?
No.
No.
Did you ever watch it?
Yep.
Back
in the day.
I watched it back in the day.
I didn't, no.
I watched the first few seasons. And then it's just, you know, it's the same thing rehashed over and over again. But anyway, I think we got off track.
Oh, by the way, Packers.
Is Ed here?
Packers signed Josh Jacobs. That's who I was thinking of earlier.
Yes.
That's a good pickup.
And Justin Fields, by the way, still with the Bears, which is unbelievable. Bears. They're going to draft Caleb Williams at the first pick, and Justin Fields is going to be a backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
They're going to trade him?
They're trying. They tried to up.
Vikings should
They tried him. To make his value more than it was. They wanted more for him, and nobody would give it up. And now it's going to be a 6th-round pick unless they keep him, and then somebody gets hurt that is good and needs a quarterback. That's where you go, okay, give us the 3rd-round pick, and maybe you get that. Anyway, the end is near, folks, and I'm talking to you, Louisville fans. Okay, before I do that, M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 384-1450, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton Text Line is open as well. Hey, Tony, stop by.
Hey-o.
502-414-1450. Get your text into that number. That's not that did not sound like a Feel the Chill cup. Scooter's cheating over there.
I don't know what
if
that
you're
was.
Looking for an icy cold thirst quencher to keep your day going in the right direction, stop by Thornton's right now. 32-ounce fountain drinks and smaller, 89 cents. Come in today, grab a fountain drink, and hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. The end is near, Cardinal fans, or the end is here, maybe. 4:30 today, ACC Network, Louisville, and North Carolina State. NC State is 17-14. The Cards are 8-23. NC State, Tony, 9.5-point favorites. Do the Cards put up any kind of a fight?
I don't think so.
I hate to be like
that. I hate to be that way, too, but I think they're done.
Over or under 6:45 when we get the news.
Wow.
I'm going over, but it won't be much.
We might get it at halftime, depending on what the score is. They played on January 13th in the Yum Center. NC State won it 89-83. That was the only meeting this season between those two teams. Here's what I will say. I think Josh Hurd already has candidates. I think they've already talked to people. I don't know this, but
he better.
Conventional wisdom is that has happened. Now, it might be a coach that is still coaching, that is taking his team into a conference tournament. You can't make any decisions. So I don't think you may hear that Kenny Payne will no longer be the head coach tonight, but you're not going to hear the name of a new coach.
Oh, no.
I don't believe.
No. I mean, it'll
here's
be
what I would say.
Weeks.
Don't waste the little bit of money that you have on a search firm. Remember that? Remember that? They were going to get Kenny Payne. Well, we're going to hire a search firm. The search firm came back and said, hire Kenny Payne.
They should get their money back.
They should, but they don't. They don't get their money back. This is all on Josh Hurd. This is the hire that he will be judged on. Kenny Payne was not the hire that he will be judged on. I think Kenny Payne was forced to take the job. I think Josh Hurd was forced to give him the job. There were a lot of entities that came together and had more say than they probably should have in this process, including the search firm. Josh Hurd, this is on you. You need to vet every coach and pick the guy that you think is going to get the program back to where it needs to be in the next couple of years. This can't be a 4 or 5 year process, Tony, not in this day and age with the transfer portal.
It's got to go quickly. It's got to be the right person. And the University of Louisville has to get back to being prominent in basketball. That beautiful arena that you go to sometimes.
I've been a few times this year.
And the UofL fan base deserves more than what they've received over the last 4 or 5 years.
And unless they move into the SEC, where football is king, this is a basketball program. And it's always going to be a basketball program because they're not going to go into the SEC. And if they do, great. I would love to see that. Oklahoma and Texas are great. Give me Louisville and pick another school here.
You're talking about just
somebody,
basketball?
Yeah, just into the SEC.
Into the SEC?
Yeah.
I mean, any conference?
Anybody.
Kansas.
Yeah, give me Kansas. They're not leaving the Big 12. Give me Kansas. The ACC is a nightmare right now. I don't know. How many teams are they getting in here, Scoots? Five?
Yeah. That's what we decided.
And nobody that's good.
Nobody that's good. Yeah, other than North Carolina, in my opinion.
That are coming in?
No, no, I'm talking about who they're getting in the tournament.
Oh, okay.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was
Duke,
thinking.
I think, is – I'm going to die on this hill when they get to the Final Four, but I don't think they're very good. Who's the third best team in the ACC? Scooch, quickly. Who's the third best team in the ACC?
Syracuse.
It might be.
That shows how bad the ACC is if they're third.
I think they're in fourth place.
Are they really?
They're not playing today.
I think they're the
I want to say they're the sixth seed because Louisville would play them if they would.
It's NC State, Duke, Virginia, Pitt,
Virginia,
Wake Forest, Clemson, Syracuse.
Virginia's not
third.
Good.
Yeah, Virginia's 13-7
in
conference.
They're a bubble team. So that tells you.
Pitt is 12-8, and then Wake, Clemson, and Syracuse are 11-9.
Joe Lunardi says, and he's not always right, Virginia has to win their first ACC tournament game to get in the tournament in the NCAA tournament, and they finished third in the league.
They're 22-9. That's what he's saying about them.
John, we were talking off air about Joe Lunardi, and that guy just can't be trusted.
I tell you what, I wish I was him. Because he's got a gig
Oh, he's got to
every year And as long as he, I mean, let's be honest. There are 68 teams that get into the tournament. 31 of them are at-large bids. So 37 are league champions. That's 37 he gets right. The other 31, he's going to get 29 right.
Yeah.
Maybe 30. Scripted. I can do that. You can do that. Scooter can do it on a bad day. But he fell into this gig, and it's a great – I wish I had that gig. It's a great gig.
It keeps him talking about the NCAA tournament.
By the way, congratulations to James Madison.
And Jimmy.
And Samford from just outside Birmingham, Alabama. They both get in last night with the wins. Five more bids tonight. Did you watch any of the West Coast Conference?
For about 30 seconds.
I watched almost the entire St. Mary's game. It was not exciting.
The two teams that are supposed
to win? St. Mary's and Gonzaga are in the West Coast Conference final tonight. Shocker. Shocker.
Didn't see that coming.
By the way, both covered and both went over, and I know that because cha-ching. Doesn't happen very often.
That's why he was watching the
It's been a while. That's exactly why I was watching. So congratulations to those two teams. Parker Moser, Tony, did you see this?
No.
The Oklahoma Porter, coach, right? Porter Moser. I wrote down Parker. Or wait a minute, I got my bad glasses. I wrote down Porter. I did. Porter Moser, Oklahoma coach, is going back to Chicago, not to Loyola, but to DePaul.
Wow.
That's, is that confirmed?
That's not confirmed. Or is that just scuttlebutt? That is
rumor mill.
That's not even rumor mill. That is all but done.
Wow.
Which it should not have gotten out, number one, because you're still coaching Oklahoma trying to get into the tournament. But, I, you know, if your family's from Chicago and if you love Chicago and you're getting the same amount of money, I kind of get it. And you know what, Oklahoma and the SEC, it's different than the Big 12 in basketball. Right now.
But DePaul's different, too.
It's different. DePaul's really different.
You can't get anybody
three
to come
wins,
to the games.
Four wins?
They don't win they games.
They have three.
I mean, they don't get – even when they're decent.
Campus not getting any bigger.
No.
You're not getting any better amenities, you know.
Mark Aguirre's not walking through that door.
T.C. Terry Cummings is not coming through there. Joey Meyer, rest in peace, is not coming through there.
Tyrone Corbin.
All right, I'm out. I'm out of DePaul. Unless I go Ray Meyer, I'm out of DePaul, guys.
Dallas Comedies.
Who's the big guy that
Dave Corzine.
Dave Corzine tore Louisville up.
Yep.
Tore up Ricky Gallen.
Wow. Rod Strickland.
Good call. Good. I see. Yeah, you're way ahead of
you me. You know anybody, Scoot? Anybody
no, all from Blue DePaul? Demon.
Nope.
Has anybody in the NBA played for DePaul? I know
no
the answer.
Shot.
Terry Cummins.
No, I mean right now.
No shot.
I'm just saying.
There is one, yeah.
Is there really?
I don't know who it is. You're going to have to look it up.
I know who it
in
is.
In fact, let's do that at the break.
I know who it is.
Go ahead.
It's the guy for the Heat that played division.
Max Strus.
That's him. Didn't come up with the name, but I knew who it was. Max Strus played at DePaul.
Give me obscure DePaul athletes for 400, Alex. We'll take a break. Come back. We're going to tell you who's going to win the Power Six conference tournaments and who our long shot is in each tournament as well. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dinglis. Dingus.
Dinglis.
Scooter Jack Dinglis Nicholas Scooter Dingus. Manning, the producer chair.
I'm here.
As always. M&M Cartage hotline's open. 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well. 502-414-1450. Okay, last night. James Madison with a win over East Tennessee State. Now, I don't think it mattered because East Tennessee State, if they win, they're in.
Buccaneers.
I don't think JMU's in if they lose that game, even though they would be 30-4.
That is crazy.
They were number two seed in their own conference tournament. But it does allow these teams on the bubble a little bit of a sigh of relief that, okay, East Tennessee, that's not a two-bid league.
I.e. Indiana State.
Indiana State's out.
I'm going to be, I told you before we came on today, I'm going to be irrationally ticked off if they don't get in.
Right. They have zero wins over top 100 net teams.
Zero. Don't trust Rick Bozich. They have precisely three wins over net top 100 teams.
Maybe KenPom top 100. Maybe it was KenPom. They don't have any good wins, Scooter. And you lost your conference tournament to Drake. Not the singer. Not the rapper. The Bulldog.
I don't know. James Madison won in a one-man show. Drake could do the same.
So did Stetson. Stetson won in a one-man show. Jalen Blackman. You know that name.
I do.
James Blackman's son and James Jr.'s
brother.
UK and in Indiana.
Don't forget VJ Blackman, too.
Don't care.
Third brother.
Don't care about VJ. Is he younger?
No.
Okay.
I think he's done.
So five title games tonight, five more teams into the tournament, including the St. Mary's Gonzaga winner, ESPN 9 o'clock, Gonzaga 4.5, even though, Tony, St. Mary's won the regular season conference title. They're both in the tournament, by the way. Who wins tonight, and does Gonzaga cover at 4.5?
Yep.
That was quick and to
Gonzaga,
the point.
Gonzaga, the Zags win, and
Zags are playing great right now. But, again, you're playing West Coast Conference. So, unless you're playing St. Mary's, are we impressed at all? Gonzaga beat San Francisco last night 89-77 after St. Mary's beat Santa Clara and Herb Sendek 79-65.
And, Scoot, I just looked at Indiana State. Nah, there's no good wins on there. Lost to Alabama by 22, and I can't find anybody that I would put up there.
I mean, is there anybody more primed for the NCAA tournament than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
But that's not why you put them in.
Absolutely it is.
That is not why you put
Robbie them in. Robbie Avila is the reason you put Indiana State in, because he's going to be a March Madness freaking darling.
Austin Peay had a guy with one arm, and he plays. And he plays 20 minutes a game.
Great. Put them
in,
too.
They came in second. Should we put them in?
Sure. Are they 28-6?
No. They're not 28-6.
If they don't have over 25 wins, then
there's
no.
A lot of teams with 28 or 29 wins that are not going to get in the NCAA.
I'd rather see them than Virginia, but
that's the thing. I mean, if you think about stylistic basketball, Indiana State way more beautiful
doesn't
than
matter.
Virginia.
Doesn't matter.
And they have
Robbie
Doesn't
Oswald. Matter. CBS does and TNT and TBS do not want Indiana State in ahead of Virginia.
I just want
name recognition. That's what it's all about.
I just want the country to realize how cool this guy is
they
on the basketball court.
Watch him in the NIT on ESPN.
Probably playing against Indiana. Can't wait.
That would be great, though. CAA, Stony Brook and Charleston. Charleston's a one seed. Stony Brook's a 7. Charlie is a 10-point favorite. You can find all these games on your local networks tonight. Not local networks, on your cable networks. Horizon, Milwaukee against top seed Oakland. Milwaukee's the 6th seed. Oakland's a 4-point favorite.
How does a team from California get in there?
The Brewers and the Athletics here. Milwaukee beat Northern Kentucky and Darren Horn last night. So Kentucky has one team already in Moorhead. Kentucky's getting in. Is that it? Does Murray have a shot in the OVC? I don't know the answer to that. Or Moorhead won the OVC. Murray's not even in the OVC.
They're in the Missouri Valley, aren't they?
Do they have a shot in the Missouri Valley? No, because Drake already won it. So two teams from Kentucky, that's a sad year. That's a sad year. Northeast Conference, Wagner against Merrimack and Summit. Denver, did you know Denver University was in the Summit League, Tony?
No.
They're the 7th seed. They take on the 1 seed, the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. South Dakota State's a 10-point favorite. So there you go. Conference tournament action, Power 5 conference tournament action begins today. And Tony Burke said to me, I can't wait till the big conferences get started. And I said, well, they get started today. He goes, well, the big teams in the big conferences, which is kind of mean-spirited, but also true. Big 12 today, 12:30, in fact. Game probably close to being underway here. Oklahoma State and Central Florida. 13-seeded Cowboys, 12-seeded Golden Knights. UCF's a 5-point favorite.
Go UCF.
UCF.
And 3 o'clock, West Virginia, no Bob Huggins, and Cincinnati, 14 versus 11. Cincinnati's 10.5 in this game.
Too many points.
I like it. I like where your head's at. In fact, I bet both those games that way earlier, so I'm pulling for you. ACC is the other Power 6 that gets started today. Georgia Tech and Notre Dame at 2 o'clock. Notre Dame 1.5.
them, I'll take ND. Last time I took them, they were bad to me.
It's good. Any love for the Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, that with Tony, what he just said, I'll take Georgia Tech.
I talked about Louisville. Is anybody taking Louisville? It's 9.5.
I think they cover that.
I don't.
I don't either. I think that's they've mailed it in. They have their bags packed to go home. And 7 o'clock tonight, Miami and Boston College. Remember when Miami was in the top 10? Remember in December when the Hurricanes came to Rupp Arena in the top 10?
Gosh. With a losing record.
They are the 14 seed now. Just one ahead of Louisville, by the way.
Does Jim Larranaga know that they're there?
That's mean-spirited. Miami's a two-point favorite. I'll take BC here. Anybody? Anybody want
to? I'm going to take BC, too.
Nah, I'll go Miami.
The Miami should be better, but bookmakers making BC the favorite.
I know.
No, that's Miami's crazy. 2.5.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm looking at it.
What have I got here?
Yeah, Miami's. I got 2.5.
Yeah, I got Miami 2, actually. But yeah, I'm taking the points there. All right, let's get to it here. Let's start with the ones we don't really care about. Let's start in the Pac-12, Tony. I don't even have the bracket in front of me, so I can't tell you who the number 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds are.
I can tell you who they are by standings, but I don't have the bracket either. Well, it was supposed to come up. Heard that before.
Arizona's really? 1. Washington State 2. Colorado 3. Oregon 4.
Colorado is
UCLA's 3. 5. So after those 4 at the top, after that you can take anybody.
All right. I will take I'll go first since it's my game. I'll play first. I'm going to take it's hard to not take Arizona here. It's really difficult. I'm trying to find – I can't. I'm taking Arizona.
I have to take Arizona. You look at these other teams, and you just cannot find a reason to take Washington State or Colorado or Oregon.
Scoots?
I'm going to bank on Arizona not making it to the championship, and I'm going to take Colorado.
Colorado. I watched Tad Boyle's team the other night against Oregon. And, again, it's against Oregon. They look pretty good. All right, now we got to take somebody out of the top 4. UCLA's 5th in this league, and it's widely considered they've had a horrible year. Is that fair?
Yes. They're 10-10 in conference and 15-16.
Washington won at Washington State in the final regular season game for both teams. I'm going to take Sevier Wheeler and Keon Brooks and the Washington Huskies, who I think are the 7 seed maybe.
They're the 8.
8 seed to come out and win the now this is our long shot. This is our Bud long shot, right?
Right.
I'm taking Washington. Tony?
That's funny, John, because they are they're playing my team, who I'm going to go with as a long shot as the 9 seed. Give me USC.
You're going with Bronny.
I'm going with Bronny.
And I'll go different. I'll go with Utah.
Yeah, I like that Utah team, but if they're not, they're going to get out-rebounded. They got to be hitting shots. They kind of remind me a lot of BYU.
But there's always upsets in these tournaments.
Yeah, there are. Let's go Big East. UConn, obviously the favorite. Creighton, Marquette, and Seton Hall. Those are the top 4 seeds. I'm going to go off the board here and take Creighton to win this Big East.
Well, Scooter.
You know what? I shouldn't have gone first. I'm sorry. Scooter?
I mean, it's got to be UConn.
Then I'll go with Marquette.
We are putting money up for this, right?
I'm changing my pick.
If y'all want.
All right, Bud Longshot in the Big East. Let's start with Scooter.
You know what? Let's roll with Bud. No, they play UConn if they win. I'll go with Villanova.
Scoots with Nova.
Yeah, I wish I had the bracket here because that makes a big determining
factor. It does,
factor.
Yeah. Scoots is looking at the bracket.
I am.
Where are you pulling that up at, Scoot?
Just go to Google, type in Big East Conference Tournament 2024.
Instead of just putting the standings in
there. You think that's easier, Scooter? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's got to be an easier way.
Got to be an easier way.
Wait a minute. Let me Big East Conference Tournament. There you go.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Ricky P.
Yeah. I wanted to, and I still might.
They play UConn, though, in that second game if they win against Seton Hall.
If they beat UConn, then they move on.
I can't take Seton Hall. Where's this tournament at? Is it in the Garden?
MSG. Yep.
Give me Ricky P. I got to go with St. John's. I know that's a skewed pick, but I'm going to go with St. John's. All right, before we take a break, let's go ahead and do the Big 12 before we get to the 3 that locally we care about anyway. Obviously, Houston is the odds-on big-time favorite here in the Big 12. In fact, they're huge favorites to win this tournament. After what they did to Kansas on Saturday, 76-46. Iowa State's the 2 seed. Who's the 3 here, Scoots?
Baylor. Baylor.
Yep. Baylor, and then Texas Tech is the 4 seed. I would love to take Baylor here, but well, Tony, you go first.
Iowa State.
Mm.
Is that you,
Scooter? I'm going away from Houston, then I'm going with Iowa State.
All right.
I like their draw.
I want to go away from Houston. I just can't. Their defense is so good on the perimeter, and those guards are so good. I'm going with
Houston. And I could have named some Houston players for you yesterday.
No, that was fun, though.
I was going to roll with Iowa State, too, but, yeah, I'll take Houston as well.
Well, you don't have to go against it just because Tony
went
the other
way. Picked it. I don't want to be the same as Tony. He's never right.
Good call.
Kansas, BYU, these are available teams, top 25 teams that are available in the long shot division here. Tony, who you got?
Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
And they're opposite of Houston.
Since I bet money on BYU to win it all like an idiot, I'm going to down that hill too. BYU's my long shot. Yeah, I know.
Gosh dang it.
Bombarded on that one.
John, I'm gonna join you on Houston and BYU. Only taking BYU because they play the winner of Oklahoma State, UCF, and then if they're able to win that game, they take on Texas Tech. So I like how it sets up for BYU.
Oklahoma may be more concerned about who their coach is going to be. Texas Tech is always the crapshoot. So, yeah, BYU, that gets BYU to the semis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, me and Scooter –
Where they take on Houston. So
y'all both going to lose at the same time.
That's probably the case. All right, we'll do the ACC, the Big Ten, the SEC. Let's take a break first. Don't forget, you can hit me up on the Thornton's text line if you agree or disagree, 414-1450. You're listening to Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus, a.k.a. Justin Kalen. We don't like to give out his real name on this show.
So boring.
But you go by Justin Kalen and all the other things you do.
Scoot.
When
I do play-by-play?
No, just in here you go by Scooter Dingus. Everywhere else you're Justin Kalen.
Should I change my broadcasting name to Scoots Kalen?
Absolutely.
I think Scoot, not Scoots.
I do like the hard T. No.
What happened this morning? Did something come unplugged with the boys today?
What do you mean?
I don't know. People were tweeting about it this morning.
Oh, we saw our system crashed this morning. Yeah. We were off air for a little bit. We corrected it.
I laugh with, 16 minutes to go in my show. Probably not a good move. First media timeout. UCF leads Oklahoma State 6-4.
Yeah.
Bam.
In the Big 12 tournament. I think that's in Kansas City every year. I'm assuming it's still in Kansas City.
I thought they were in Vegas or something.
I don't know that. You could be right. It used to be the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament, which was a long time ago.
Where's the ACC tournament? Come on, John. Come on, John.
Washington, D.C.
Yes, right.
Big 10's in Minneapolis. And the SEC, I guess, is in
Nashville. Vegas.
We should make a call and see if there are any tickets available in that suite we sat in.
Yeah, I bet they let us right in.
Big 12 is.
You know, you don't know until you ask, Tony, right?
Yeah, good point.
What's the worst that could happen? They say no?
No.
How many times have you been told no in your life?
Oh, don't ask John.
By women? A million. top 10 AP poll. The last AP poll's out. Kentucky moved up to 9th after that win over Tennessee. Tennessee dropped 1 to 5th. Arizona lost. They dropped 1 to 6th. And Iowa State lost. They dropped 1 to 7th. Who got that 4 spot now? North Carolina, after the win over Duke, is behind number 1 Houston, number 2 UConn, number 3 Purdue. All right, back to our selections, conference tournament selections. We go to the Atlantic Coast Conference. I will go first here, and I'm not going to pick Louisville. The number 1 seed is North Carolina, 2 is Duke, 3 is Virginia, 4 is Pitt. Well, I'm going to eliminate Pitt there.
Isn't this a boring tournament?
This is really boring. This is really boring. And if Carolina doesn't win this tournament, I don't care what they did in the regular season. They don't deserve a number 1 seed. You got to win this tournament. I'm taking Carolina. Scoots?
I'm going to go with...
Wake up, take Louisville.
I'm going to go with their rival. Give me Duke.
Well, that's an easy pick.
I'm with Scoot because here's what's going to happen. Nobody's in that side with Duke, and they're going to win it because Virginia's the other seeded team.
Well, nobody's on Carolina's
side. I know,
side
but they're going to play North Carolina in the final, and this time they're going to beat them.
Okay.
I agree.
5 is Wake Forest. 6 is Clemson. 7 is Syracuse. 8 Virginia Tech. 9 Florida State. Everybody else has to play today.
This is hard to pick.
I don't want to pick anybody that's on Carolina's side of the bracket, but I think Syracuse and Clemson are pretenders.
They are.
But I will take Clemson. Clemson would have to beat the winner of the BC-Miami game, then Virginia, to get to the semis, and then probably have to beat Duke. I'm going to take Clemson there as my long shot. Scoot?
Give me Wake Forest.
That was my long shot, so I'll stay with it.
Wake?
Yeah,
I kind of like that spot other than they're in Carolina's side.
Right.
That's the only thing.
Have to be Carolina and Duke probably.
We're going to run out of brackets and have a lot of time left in the show if we don't slow this down a little bit. And I got nothing else to talk about. I guess we can talk about more football moves.
Talk baseball.
What are we going to talk about baseball?
It's coming right up.
Man, it's getting close.
PGA.
At Dodgers, PGA? At Dodgers lineup.
Hey, speaking of
Players
PGA.
Championships this week.
Speaking of PGA, I just saw a headline about Wyndham Clark getting, like, people are felt disrespected by him on the 18th hole. Do you all know anything about that?
No.
Did he come in second this week?
Yeah.
He did something on the last hole that was majorly frowned upon. Y'all aren't familiar.
You're going to have to do more research.
Okay. Yeah, no. I actually watched most of the tournament, but I did not see anything like that.
The Big Ten tournament is in Minneapolis. Who chose that site?
Minnesota.
You bid on it. Do a little ice fishing up there. Purdue is number 1, Illinois 2, Nebraska 3. Who thought that would ever be said? And Northwestern is number 4. I'll take Illinois here. No, wait a minute. It's not my turn. Scooter, you go first. I could change my pick.
I am going to go with a team that has beaten Purdue this season. Give me Northwestern.
Oh, I'll take
Purdue. Boo Booey and Zach Edey are the only two unanimous selections to the first team All Big Ten.
Boo Booey special. Can play.
And I will take Scooter's favorite team, Purdue.
Boo.
Well, then I'm going to stick with what I said. I'm going to take the 2-seed Illinois. Nebraska is still Nebraska, even though they had a great year. They played good basketball at home mostly. So I think Illinois has got a pretty good draw there to get. They'll get the winner of Ohio State, Iowa, and then probably Nebraska. Although Indiana could
stop
beat
John.
Nebraska. Indiana can't beat Nebraska. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm telling you stop that they're going to play. Nebraska's going to play Illinois. It's going to be the Hoosiers. And you don't even have to ask me my dark horse. Give me Indiana.
I thought you don't watch them play anymore.
Give me Indiana. They reeled me back in, Tony.
You gave up 3 weeks ago.
Like a big old fish. I'm hooked on the line, getting reeled to shore.
So Scoot's long shot is the 6th-ranked, 6th-seeded Indiana Hoosiers. Tony, where do you want to go here? Wisconsin's 5.
Wisconsin. They score more 7 this year, and they'll beat Northwestern, and I doubt they beat Purdue.
Athletic players, which you don't usually say about Wisconsin. They got some guys that can play. Tom Izzo. Minnesota's at home. That's a nice second round game on Thursday. Minnesota, Michigan State.
Who's Minnesota's coach?
Ben Johnson.
He may be Louisville's coach next year. Dun dun dun. That's not gonna happen.
No.
You know what? I'd love to go deep and take an 11 seed here. Penn State, but I can't make myself do it.
Too many games.
I don't like Iowa. I'll take Michigan State. What the heck?
It's not a bad pick if they win and they beat Purdue.
Yeah, they have Purdue in their second game. I don't like that at all, but yeah, what are you going to do? You can't pick all winners. It wouldn't be any fun. All right, Southeastern Conference, number 1 Tennessee, 2 Kentucky, 3 Alabama, 4 Auburn. Tony, we'll let you go first.
You know, John, I don't want to do this.
Then don't.
I'm going to take Kentucky. I like their draw.
Should I go or you, Scoot?
You can go.
I think Tennessee's the best team maybe in the country.
I don't disagree.
Here's the problem, and I thought Grant Hill was right the other day when he said, if Dalton Kinect and Ziegler are not on the floor at the same time, who helps with the offense? But defensively, they're good.
What happened to the other two guys?
Josiah James. And Josiah James and Vescovi.
They used to be scorers.
Vescovi destroyed Kentucky on numerous occasions. He can't throw it in the ocean.
Are they just standing around watching?
I'm going to take Tennessee because, number one, they get the Mississippi State LSU winner.
Now, Mississippi State's not bad.
Yeah, and then they get the probably Auburn, although South Carolina, I would say, has a shot there. I think Tennessee's a lot better than Auburn.
Don't you think that's the stronger part of the bracket?
Absolutely.
Alabama's
going the wrong way.
And actually, Florida hasn't played that well.
Texas A&M would be a revenge game for Kentucky. So if you're a Kentucky fan, you really want A&M to beat Ole Miss on Thursday.
Well, Scooter's still here?
UK, Tennessee, that's who we got so far. You want to go off the board with somebody else?
I am going to go off the board with somebody else. Tony's correct. I'm going Auburn.
With Louisville's next coach, Bruce Pearl.
Maybe.
I'm not dying on that hill, I can tell you that. Tony, long shot. Let's go 5, South Carolina, 6, Florida, 7, A&M, and then you can read it on from there.
Florida.
Florida to beat. Well, a Georgia-Missouri winner they should beat. If they don't, they don't deserve
to
be in the
tournament.
They got to beat
Alabama and Kentucky and Tennessee.
That's a tough call. You're going UF. I will go – again, I like South Carolina, but I want to stay away from Tennessee's side of the bracket. I'm not going to take Ole Miss or A&M to beat Kentucky. I'll go South Carolina, I guess. Why not? They got a good, solid team. That was a good win over Mississippi State the other day on the road, by the way, in overtime.
They needed it, too.
Scoots?
I'm going to stick with Tony here. I'm going to roll with Florida as well.
So there you go. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. Oh, wait a minute. We got time left? So to recap, not that you need a recap. We all like, Scooter likes Colorado in the Pac-12. I don't get that. But we both took Arizona. Big East, and we went three ways. Scooter's got UConn. Tony's got Marquette. I like Creighton there. Creighton, by the way, Final Eight last year. They got some of those guys back. Caught Brenner and the guard. I like this Creighton team. Big 12, the smart money took Houston, but Tony took Iowa State. ACC, Carolina for me. Tony and Scoots, they loved. I just don't like Duke. And it's not a personal thing. Just watch them play, and I go, there's nothing there. Big Ten, three different picks. I got Illinois. Tony's got Purdue. Scoots with Northwestern. And then in the SEC, Tennessee for me, Kentucky for Tony, and Auburn for Scooter. Do we want to wager anything on this, fella?
No. I would have maybe taken it a little more serious.
Yeah, me too. We'll just go to
for the record.
We'll just go to Roosters one day and buy our own.
For the record, I would not have taken it more seriously. All right, NBA last night, Detroit over Charlotte 114-97. Did you watch Phoenix and Cleveland last night?
Yes,
by the way,
I did.
Max Strus plays for Cleveland, not Miami. He is the DePaul alum that is in the NBA. At least they have one. They may have more than that, but he's the one we know. Phoenix Cleveland was fun.
That was a good game.
Suns win at 117-111 on the road. Donovan Mitchell still out with an injury for Cleveland. That hurt them a lot. Garland, I thought he was going to score 50 when that game started. I think he had 18 in the first quarter.
Cleveland had a big lead.
They had a big lead. And it's still Kevin Durant. It's still Devin Booker. And those guys are good. You know who's good that just bothers me is Grayson Allen. He's really a good player. Dallas beat Chicago 127-92. I thought they were going to win by 50 at one point there last night. Is Dallas sneaky
yes.
pick in the West?
P.J. Washington helps them a lot.
He helps them a ton. Just different things. Rebounding,
clogging up
the middle. You got Luke and you got Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean, they can score. Win. They scored 142 the last game. They had 127 last night.
I'll tell you who else helps them is Derek Lively.
He under does. The radar guy.
Very under the radar. Block shots and get some put-ins. He's very athletic. Of course, he's from Duke.
Golden State beat San Antonio 112-102. I watched a lot of this game last night. It was on NBA TV. Victor's fun to watch.
Yeah, I watched a little.
He's a unicorn. He's weird to watch, but he's fun to watch. Did you see Trace Jackson Davis's dunk over
crammed on him?
Scooch, you see
suck
that
it, Wimby. Heck yeah, I saw it.
Suck it, Wimby.
Man, wow. Got crammed on.
We're being mean to Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, welcome to the league, Rook.
Were you listening, John? When
it
they
was
were,
incredible dunk.
Were you listening when Draymond started screaming at the officials, and the announcer said, "If that was anybody else in the league, they would have teed him
up."
And I thought,
it.
Yeah, why don't you just team up? I mean, don't treat him any different.
I don't understand why they take it from him. He fouled out. He had 6 fouls, no technicals last night, but he should have got a technical 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. They just, since he does it so much, they put up with it.
Denver had a big deficit last night, came back and beat Toronto 125-119. At the NBA, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you're down 20 in the first half, that does not matter anymore. And Boston on the road beat Portland 121-99. 2 games on TNT tonight, Philadelphia, New York. Did you see the score of the Philadelphia-New York game the last time they played, which was just a couple nights ago?
Is that like 70-something?
I got to find it. It was Sunday night. 79-73 was the final.
What?
Philadelphia in New York, 79-73.
What Big Ten team were they playing?
What's that?
I said, what Big Ten team were they playing?
Sixers were 31 of 80, 39%. The Knicks were 26 of 80, 32.5%. They combined for 18 out of 73 pointers. And they combined to miss 10 free throws as well.
That's horrible.
There were 32 turnovers in the game also.
By the way, we do have a text on the text line.
79-73. That blows my mind.
Buzz texts in and says, U of L does for KP what UK's women did for Kyra Elzy and win the ACC tournament.
Wow. Yep.
Tell Buzz day drinking is a dangerous thing.
Real quick, John. The Wyndham Clark thing was Saturday.
Yeah.
He was tied on the 18th hole and his ball was in the rough and he put his club down. And the ball looked like it moved, and they deemed it did not move out of its place. It moved back. But Brandel Chamblee said it should have been a penalty. Can you believe that? I know you're a Chamblee guy.
That's it?
Yeah.
Brandel's losing.
He said he wasn't cheating.
Minnesota and the Clippers are the late game on TNT tonight as well. Thanks to Tony for joining me as always. Thanks to Scooter. Thanks for listening. Talk at you tomorrow. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.